请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
A day with Max and Lena.
与马克思和丽娜的一天。
Max and Lena spent the day in the park, playing and eating ice cream.
马克思和丽娜在公园度过一天，玩耍和吃冰淇淋。
Today is a sunny day.
今天是一个晴天。
In the morning, Max and Lena eat breakfast at home.
早上，马克思和丽娜在家吃早餐。
Then, they walk to the park.
然后，他们走到公园。
At the park, they meet their friends.
在公园，他们遇到了他们的朋友。
The children play football together.
孩子们一起玩足球。
Max likes to kick the ball.
马克思喜欢踢脚球。
Lena likes to catch the ball.
丽娜喜欢接住球。
Time goes by quickly.
时间过得很快。
Now it is lunchtime.
现在是午餐时间。
They eat sandwiches under a tree.
他们在树下吃三明治。
After lunch, they go to the playground.
午饭后，他们去游乐场。
They sit on the swings.
他们坐在秋千上。
Lena laughs happily.
丽娜笑得很开心。
The sun slowly sets.
太阳渐渐下山。
Now it's time for ice cream.
现在是吃冰淇淋的时间。
Max and Lena walk to the ice cream stand.
马克思和丽娜走到冰淇淋摊。
They buy two ice cream cones.
他们买了两个冰淇淋锥。
They eat on a bench.
他们在长椅上吃。
Their parents come to pick them up.
他们的父母来接他们。
The children say goodbye and go home.
孩子们说再见，回家。
Market day in the city.
城里的市场日。
Anna goes to the market alone for the first time to buy fruit and vegetables for her mother.
安娜第一次独自去市场给妈妈买水果和蔬菜。
The morning is sunny.
这一天的早晨，阳光明媚。
Anna puts on her favorite blue dress.
安娜穿上她最喜欢的蓝裙子。
She walks to the bus stop.
她走向公共汽车站。
The market is not far.
市场不远。
She buys some apples and bananas.
她买了一些苹果和香蕉。
Then she goes to the vegetable stall.
然后，她去蔬菜摊。
She picks some carrots and potatoes.
她选择一些胡萝卜和土豆。
Anna pays and walks back to the station.
安娜付款并走回车站。
She sits on the bus.
她坐在公共汽车上。
She smiles as she looks out the window.
她微笑着看着窗外。
It is a pleasant morning.
这是一个愉快的早晨。
She is proud of her first trip to the market.
她为自己的第一次市场之行感到自豪。
Lisa's fashion magazine.
丽莎的时尚杂志。
Lisa starts a blog about current fashion trends and clothing styles.
丽莎开始写关于当前时尚趋势和服装风格的博客。
One day, Lisa decides to write about her favorite summer outfits.
一天，丽莎决定写一篇关于她最喜欢的夏季服装的文章。
She thinks summer outfits should be easy and comfortable.
她认为夏季搭配应该是轻松和舒适的。
Lisa loves wearing dresses and loose shirts.
丽莎爱穿裙子和宽松的衬衫。
She thinks these clothes are stylish and comfortable.
她认为这些衣服的时尚又舒适。
Lisa's friends give her advice on what to wear.
丽莎的朋友为她选择的衣服向她提出了建议。
They recommend popular colors and patterns.
他们推荐流行的色彩和图案。
Lisa decides to try some new combinations.
丽莎决定尝试一些新的组合。
She tries bold color combinations like yellow and blue.
她尝试了大胆的配色，比如黄色和蓝色。
The results surprise her.
结果让她感到惊讶。
Her friends like her new style too.
她的朋友也喜欢她的新风格。
Lisa is happy to try something new.
丽莎很高兴能尝试新的东西。
She is proud of her new article.
她为她的新文章感到自豪。
Her blog gains more readers.
她的博客赢得了更多的读者。
She decides to regularly share fashion tips.
她决定定期分享时尚的秘诀。
She hopes to help people find their own style.
她希望帮助人们找到他们自己的风格。
Her blog becomes more and more popular.
她的博客越来越受欢迎。
She feels she has found her voice in fashion.
他觉得自己在时尚领域找到了自己的声音。
Peter's passion for gardening.
彼得对园艺的热情。
Peter discovers his new hobby, gardening, and talks about the different plants he grows.
彼得发现了他的新爱好，园艺，并讲述了他种植的各种植物。
Initially, Peter bought some easy-to-grow beans and tomatoes.
起初，彼得买了一些容易种植的豆子和番茄。
As time went by, he became more confident.
随着时间的推移，他变得更加有信心。
Then, he decided to grow more challenging plants like peppers and herbs.
随后，他决定种植一些更具挑战性的植物，如辣椒和香草。
Gardening makes Peter feel relaxed.
园艺让彼得感到放松。
Whenever he is in the garden, he is filled with calm.
每当他在花园里时，他都充满了平静。
His neighbors are also supportive of his new interest.
他的邻居们也很支持他的新兴趣。
Sometimes, they give him advice on seedling care.
有时，他们会给他提供育苗的建议。
In summer, Peter waters his plants every day.
在夏天，彼得每天都给他的植物浇水。
He knows that enough water is essential for healthy growth.
他知道充足的水对于健康的成长是必要的。
In spring, Peter enjoys planting flowers like tulips and roses.
在春天，彼得喜欢种植花卉如郁金香和玫瑰。
The colorful flowers of spring bring him joy.
春天的五颜六色的花朵让他感到快乐。
For Peter, gardening is more than a hobby.
对于彼得而言，园艺不只是一个爱好。
It is his way of escaping reality.
这是他的逃避现实的方式。
Watching his plants thrive gives him a sense of fulfillment.
看着植物茁壮成长给了他满足感。
He plans to try fruit trees in the fall.
他还计划在秋天尝试果树。
Every season offers new challenges and pleasures.
每个季节都提供新的挑战和乐趣。
Peter looks forward to trying new plants and techniques next year.
彼得期待在明年尝试新的植物和技巧。
His gardening sometimes succeeds, sometimes fails, but he never stops learning.
他的园艺有时候是成功的，有时候是失败的，但他从未停止学习。
Clara's scholastic journey.
赫拉拉的学术之旅。
Clara describes her experiences and challenges during her studies abroad. This story focuses on relevant vocabulary and complex sentence structures.
赫拉拉描述了她在国外学习期间的经历和挑战。这篇故事侧重于相关的词汇和复杂的句子结构。
When I first arrived in Paris, I felt a mixture of excitement and apprehension.
当我第一次到达巴黎时，我感受到一种混合的兴奋和担忧。
The city is renowned for its vibrant culture and rich history.
这个城市以其热闹的文化和悠久的历史而著称。
At the Language Institute, the initial class was a true cultural shock.
在语言学院，初次课是一个真实的文化冲击。
The rapid French conversations left me feeling overwhelmed.
快速的法语对话让我觉得不知所措。
But over time, I gradually became accustomed.
但随着时间的推移，我逐渐习惯了。
Making new friends helped me adapt to the new environment.
结识新朋友也让我适应新的环境。
I particularly enjoyed afternoons spent in museums.
我特别喜欢在博物馆里度过的下午。
Appreciation for art was one of the significant lessons I received outside the classroom.
对于艺术的欣赏是我在课堂外接受的重要教育之一。
Moreover, I took part in French culinary classes.
不仅如此，我还参加了法式烹饪课程。
Through this interaction, I gained a better understanding of French traditions.
通过这种交流，我更好地理解了法国的传统。
At the same time, I had to cope with academic pressure.
与此同时，我还必须应对学术压力。
Exams and projects occupied most of my time.
考试和项目占据了我大部分的时间。
However, every weekend, I ensured I had some relaxing time.
但是每到周末，我都会给自己一些放松的时间。
This experience strengthened my personal independence and self-confidence.
这段经历让我增强了个人的独立性和自信心。
It is these memories that made my study abroad experience unforgettable.
正是这些记忆使我的留学经验变得难忘。
A glimpse beyond the cultural horizon.
踏出文化舒适区的视角。
Thomas travels to various countries and documents his experiences with cultural differences and the art of intercultural communication. This narrative offers profound insights into cultural disparities.
托马斯访问不同国家并记录他关于文化差异与跨文化交流艺术的经历。这篇叙述涵盖了对文化差异的深刻见解。
Upon arriving in Japan, he first noticed the orderliness and tranquility of the cities.
他到达日本时，他首先注意到了城市的秩序和宁静。
In India, the vibrant colors and unique smells left a lasting impression on him.
在印度，丰富的色彩和独特的气味给他留下了深刻的印象。
In Morocco, he found himself lost in the hustle and bustle of the markets.
在摩洛哥，他迷失在市场的喧嚣和热闹中。
In Brazil, the exuberance and enthusiasm of the people was palpable.
在巴西，人们的热情和精力充沛是显而易见的。
Every country had its own rhythm and customs.
每个国家都有自己的节奏和风俗。
Communication was often conducted through gestures and expressions.
交流通常是通过肢体语言和表情进行的。
Language was at times a barrier but also a bridge.
语言有时是障碍，但亦是桥梁。
Thomas learned that understanding requires listening first.
托马斯学到，理解首先需要倾听。
Everyone has a story worth telling.
每个人都有一个值得讲述的故事。
Cultural differences showcase the diversity of the world.
文化差异展示了世界的多样性。
Each culture has its unique highlights and challenges.
每个文化都有其独特的亮点和挑战。
Thomas's journey is a profound reflection on self.
托马斯的旅程是对自我的深刻反思。
He learned to appreciate the beauty in each way of life.
他学会了欣赏每一种生活方式的美丽。
Ultimately, he realized that cultural differences make us unique.
最后，他意识到文化差异使我们与众不同。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。